بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continue reading from this kitab, Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs, which is extremely important that our beliefs have to be correct, otherwise none of our actions are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We carry on with the next chapter, which is Tasawwuf. Tasawwuf or Tazkiyah refers to internal purification and attainment of internal purity from filth and dirt, that is, from all spiritual diseases. In order to become a perfect Muslim, it is necessary to reform one's internal actions, just as it is necessary to correct one's belief and external actions. The awliya, that is, the friends of Allah, the pious servants, by means of their illuminated hearts, understood the manner of beautifying their internal in accordance with the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith. There are many ways and methods of tasawwuf. Four chains are famous. They are known as the Naqshbandiya, the Chishtiya, the Qadiriya, and the Suharwardiya. The object of all four is to attain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and closeness to Him via the means of one's shaykh, that is, one's spiritual guide. Whichever shaykh, a spiritual guide, one has greater reliance on, he should follow him. It is, however, not correct to speak ill of the others. One will follow a shaykh as long as his words are not contrary to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he has erred, then one should not follow them in their errors. Mashayikh of all four chains were present in all eras and are still present. A person should pledge allegiance to any shaykh of the chain with which he has some compatibility. This is called bay'at-e tariqat. It is proven in the hadith. One should choose such a shaykh who is a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He follows the sunnah and practices on the sharia. The objective of bay'at is to purify one's inside and outside by following one's shaykh's teachings. That is, to act completely onto the sharia. For this reason, a person should not merely suffice on merely pledging allegiance. Just taking bayat alone is not sufficient, but he should be concerned about attaining his objective, that is, his spiritual purification internally and externally. He should be engaged at all times reforming his external and internal by means of the guidance of the shaykh. The next chapter is Iman. Iman will only be regarded as correct when a person understands and accepts all that which has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To doubt, to belie and find faults or to mock any of their teachings will cause to lose his Iman. All those things which are indisputably proven from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are called the necessary parts of deen, which are known as the zaruriyati deen. If any of these aspects are rejected, one will leave the fold of Islam. Example, to believe in the oneness and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the angels, the heavenly scriptures, the messengers, qiyamah, taqdeer, life after death, to hold the view that salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, jihad are parts of Islam and are obligatory, are faraz, are necessary, and to hold the view that interest, adultery, lies, etc. are forbidden. Iman is the verification of the heart. In order to execute Islamic law, it is necessary to testify to it with the tongue. If a person verifies with the heart but not verbally, then he will not be regarded as a Muslim. The basis of Iman and Kufr is upon a person's end. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun kafa wa salamun kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 22nd para was recited in the Quran Kareem, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off explaining the honor of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable beloved wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. However, we will just continue where we left off yesterday in the 21st para, trying to catch up with few important aspects. In Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might and power works, that a superpower like the Romans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how they will be overpowered. Here Allah ta'ala mentions, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rum, Fi Adna al-Ardi, Hum Min Ba'di Ghalabim Sayaghlibun. There is long tafsir with regard to this. Very briefly, you should understand. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a war between the Persians and the Romans. At that time, the Persians, idolaters, idol worshippers, so the mushrikeen of Makkah wanted them that they should be ruled. The Persians should win that war, and the Muslims wanted that the Romans should win the war. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system was that the Persians won the war and the Romans lost. But the Muslims said that very soon you will see that the Romans will be overpowered, the Persians will be overpowered. And outwardly they look like a very great superpower. These people were thinking that what are you thinking, that what are you talking? Then it happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in the battle of Ahzab, where all the kuffar forces got around to combat the Muslims. In that battle, which was a very strenuous battle, while they were digging the trench, there was a rock that came across and nobody could chop that rock. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the axe and chopped that rock, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw sparks coming out, and he saw that, he says that I see that Rome will be overpowered very soon by the Muslims. These kuffar were making a joke and laughing, and they say that you people are so weak, you're losing your namazes also. Many namazes couldn't be performed on time, and you're talking about overpowering superpowers. But in a short while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those people that are firm on deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them dominance on the face of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Binasrillah, all just only by the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala yansuru man yasha, wa huwa al-azizur rahim. Allah ta'ala assists whoever he desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz, al-qadiru ala kulli shay, وَلَا يُجِزُ عَادٌ فِي إِسْتِمَالِ قُدْرَتِي. Allah Ta'ala is totally powerful. Nobody can stop Allah Ta'ala in executing His powers. But together with that, Allah is very merciful. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every time, every generation. If you remain firm on the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will assist you. لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. But many people don't realize this, and we get overtaken with outward resources and material resources and forces. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those are people whose hearts are closed. They only see with the eyes of the head. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only see the outward glitter and glamour of this world and the might of power of this world, and they think this government is ruling, that person is ruling. Allah Ta'ala says, no, وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are unmindful of the reality of the hereafter, so they get overtaken with this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ponder and think of your own self, how Allah Ta'ala created you, and how Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, etc. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that with regard to the concept of Qiyamah, that prepare for that, very soon that day will come when reality will be opened up. And if you want barakat in your life daily, then recite this ayat for Subhanallah hina tumsuna wa hina tusbihun, walau alhamdu bis samawati wal ardi wa ashiya wa hina tuzhirun. Recite this ayat morning and evening, and be punctual on your salah. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat in your life. Allah Ta'ala says, see how Allah takes out the dead from the life and the life from the dead. From a dead chicken, Allah Ta'ala takes out a loving hand. From a loving hand, Allah Ta'ala takes out a dead chicken. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His clear signs, because Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to recognize Allah and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every sign is an ayat of Allah. And as our Hazrat explains, that many ayats, Allah said, ayat, not only one ayat, many signs. And if we still don't find Allah Ta'ala and get connected to Allah, then it is our own the downfall. So ya Allah Ta'ala explains in this ruku so beautifully, look at the great signs of Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. That see, Allah Ta'ala created you from soil, from sand and water, that is your forefather. Then you became Bashar, you became a human being and you spread on the earth. And see what this Bashar is doing. Now you are involved in all different types of technology. You are creating jets, you are creating microchips, you are manufacturing all these things and you're moving on the face of the earth. A grandfather who's got 20, 30, 40 grandchildren and he sees them all and he sees their achievements, how he gets overtaken. If Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has to come into the world and see all his progeny, how they have spread out, how happy he will be. A person in this world, you manufacture one walkie-talkie doll, you buy it for your granddaughter, and when it starts moving, you get more excited that see how the doll is moving. Ya Allah Ta'ala shows that we created you from sand and then from a droplet of sperm, and see what you are doing today. Recognize who created you, who gave you this life. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, from another sign is the great institution of nikah. Allah Ta'ala created you, Allah Ta'ala knows that you have got means, you need a secret partner. So Allah Ta'ala says, we made from your own species, your wife, your spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you get married according to the law of Islam, according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you get peace and happiness in your life, not according to the Western system that you caught before time and then you go out on honeymoon like two monkeys looking at the moon, and when you come down to earth you start fighting like cats and dogs. Allah say, no, لِتَسْكُنُوا, so that you get peace and comfort, talk your secrets to one another, have happiness in that house. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَوَدَّةَ وَرَحْمَةَ, we will put love and mercy in the hearts of one another. When you are young, you want to enjoy your life, you want to fulfill your desires, Allah says, we'll put love. Husband and wife will make love and enjoy themselves in their bedrooms. And then when you get old, the old lady will say, this poor old man, he looked after me, let me look after him. The old man will say, this old lady, she worked very hard for me, let me look after her. So Allah will put rahmat. Allah says, inna fi zalika la ayat. These are clear signs, but people who will ponder. Allah Ta'ala says, wa min ayati khalqus samawati wal ard. Don't you look at the creation of the heavens and the earth. Wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum walwanikum. All the different languages, all the different colors of people, black, white, brown, all this, who has created? Allah Ta'ala has made all this for you to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to have a sense of pride that I'm better than anybody else. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِي مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Don't you see from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sleep at night, all sleeping tablets can never give you sleep, it is Allah who gives you that sleep. Who wakes you up in the morning? وَصْدِغَاوكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And Allah says, go and seek your rosy. And Allah says, مِنْ فَضْلِ, that you can't earn your own rosy, you just have to go out to show you the slave of Allah. Go and do your little work, but Allah will give you from His fazl, from His favor, Allah Ta'ala will bless you with rosy. So don't ever think that I am earning my own rosy. Inna fi zalika la ayat li qawmi yasma'un. These are all signs for people who got ears to listen to the greatness of Allah. Wa min ayati yuriikum al-barqa khawfan wa tama'a. Don't you see another great sign of Allah? When lightning strikes, how you get scared, and then you have hope that rains are going to come, and then Allah sends down rain. The dead earth where you thought now no vegetation, nothing is going to grow, Allah Ta'ala takes out beautiful plantation for this. All this are for people of intelligence to recognize. Allah says, the sign of Allah, min ayati an taquma as-samaa'u wal-ardu bi amri, that the skies and the earth are standing as they are by the command of Allah. Don't think the sky is just standing like that. If Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah can take His command away, as it comes in another ayat. And then Allah Ta'ala will give one command and you come out from the earth, and then you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, all this is for you to recognize the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. So you should humble yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala further says that we give you all these examples to realize that you have to take a lesson, and what you have to do, فَاكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, that straighten your face. In other words, make your attention towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is totally straight, that is deen hanifa, not inclined to any extravagance, not like the Jews or not like the Christians. And we shouldn't get inclined to any of their ways, that today is the modern time, we have to use their ways and their ideologies to spread our deen. We we have to use the modern systems of technology and TV, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala says, stay firm on the deen that was taught to you by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that nature that Allah gave every human being of the oneness of Allah, fitrat Allah, that is the fitrat of Allah. Remain on that natural way of life, then Allah Ta'ala says, la tabdeela li khalqillah. Nobody can change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the firm deen. But if you get inclined to any other way, then you won't be on that firm deen and you will get lost. Allah Ta'ala says, turn in repentance to Allah. Wattaqu, inculcate tawbah, inculcate taqwa. Establish your salah and don't become among the idolaters. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains again His great kudrat, how Allah Ta'ala distributes rizq, and Allah knows for who to give more, for who to give less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people are complaining today that there is anarchy, there is evil, corruption, there is all types of calamities in the world that has come, there is all types of crimes, earthquakes, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the causes of all this? Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. You don't have to point fingers to anybody, it is your own deeds. Whatever you are presenting to Allah, that is the conditions Allah Ta'ala is sending down. That according to our actions, Allah Ta'ala is making us realize, a'malukum ummalukum, your own actions are your rulers, not the government. And so Allah Ta'ala just gives us a taste, so that la'allahum yarji'un, we realize we're going on the wrong path. And we turn back to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala says, travel in the earth and you see, this was the system of Allah Ta'ala ever since. Allah Ta'ala further explains His great footing, His great footrest, how Allah sends a beautiful wind, and then rains come down. Then Allah Ta'ala says, see how He created you. Allah khalaqakum min dhuf. When Allah created you, you are a weak baby, you couldn't do anything. Summa jala min ba'di dhufin quwwa. Then Allah gave you some strength, you became a young man, a youth, a strong boy. Now you forgot that who gave you this life. Now you became jawani mein majnuni. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi used to say so beautifully, kalta jawani kalta lakum jawani ka kalta naksha jawani ka aaj lakab nana nani ka. Yesterday you were a young boy looking in front of the mother, today you will become an old man. Allah Ta'ala says, summa jala min ba'di quwwatin dhufan wa shayba. Then after we gave you that youth and strong, and you thought you achieved everything, you will become back to our weakness and an old man. Yakhluqu ma yasha. Allah creates whatever He desires. Allah is all knowing and all powerful. Allah Ta'ala again reminds us, prepare for the day of Qiyamah. The next surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala explains that how Allah Ta'ala gives wisdom to whomsoever He desires. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam was an ordinary black man, but Allah gave him so much wisdom. He was the mufti of the time, very intelligent person. But when the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, he stopped his fatwa and he said, that is the work of the Nabi. From this we learn, you can be how intelligent in front of your elders, you should bow down and submit. Allah Ta'ala says, we have revealed this Quran Kareem, huda wa rahmatan lil muhsinin. This is a kitab of guidance, of mercy for those people who are in who want to inculcate qualities of ihsan, of recognition of Allah in their heart. And how to do this? Alladhina yuqimuna salah, establish your namaz. That means learn how to do it. Do a pause in salah and learn salah and make it part of your life. Give your zakah and bring firm conviction in the year after. Allah says, these are the people of guidance and these are the people that will be successful. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, if you do good deeds, how Allah Ta'ala will have prepared for you beautiful gardens in the year after. And you will remain there forever. And wa'ad Allah haqqa, this is the true promise of Allah. Allah says, don't you see the heavens and earth, how we created? The sky is خَلَقَ السَّمَاءَ بِغَيْرِ أَبَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Do you see any pillars holding up the sky? The sky is standing ever since Allah Ta'ala created. How Allah spread the earth, how Allah put mountains to hold it first. Allah Ta'ala says that how we create vegetation, etc. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ, this is all the creation of Allah. Can anybody claim that they created this? Nobody. Allah says, فَأَرُونِ مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. If anybody else claims to be a God, tell him to show us, what can he create? He can't even create the wing of a fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take lesson from Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, how he made his own tarbiyat and the tarbiyat of his children. وَلَقَدْ عَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ عَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. We gave him the great ni'mat of wisdom because of the quality of shukr. He appreciated the ni'mat of Allah. This quality of shukr is extremely important. Our Hazrat teaches us that today we only know how to complain. Complain of the wife, complain of the children, complain of food, too much salt, too less salt. We don't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Allah Ta'ala says, if you make shukr, لَيْنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَعْزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah will bless you abundantly. Like Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his children, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ And this is the principle of Allah. If you make shukr, you are only going to benefit yourself. Allah will give you prosperity. And if you are ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah is all the time praiseworthy. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave his children the first great advice. From this we learn that we have to bring deen, tawheed into our lives and make an environment at home. Teach our children from small, from the time they come into the world. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. He was called Luqman ibn Ya'idu, Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. That, oh my beloved son, never ever associate partners with Allah. This is the greatest sin you can ever commit, the greatest oppression in any way whatsoever. And we should check ourselves. We think we don't associate partners. But if somebody tells you that if you come for Fajr early, I'll give you 20 gold coins, then see how early you will be here for Fajr. So we should check ourselves, myself and all of us. So Allah Ta'ala says, they have edited this advice of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, that you encourage yourself to recognize Allah, we will encourage them with regard to hukukul ibad, that is to respect their parents. The first important aspect with regard to our deen is not lopsided, that you only sit in the masjid and you engage and you think you're making lot of tahajjud, etc., and the rights of fellow human beings you forget. Your parents are old, sick, your wife, etc., you're not concerned. Allah says, وَوَسَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ We gave them wasiyat and advice that take care of your parents. Be extremely kind and good, especially your mother, وَحَمَلَتُ أُمُّ وَحْنًا عَلَىٰ وَحْنًا. See how what difficulty she carried you in her days of pregnancy, and what difficulty she went through. Make shukr to your parents and serve them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam further reminds his children, further Allah ta'ala says, yes, respect your parents, but if they command you to do anything against the command of Allah, associate partners, then don't obey them in that. But be respectful and still be kind to them. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam again told his son, Ya بُنَيَّ إِنَّا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. That whatever atom in the heavens and the earth, the smallest thing, wherever it may be, Allah Ta'ala will bring it forth. In other words, whatever action you do, you can't hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So establish your salah, encourage one another to do good, forbid one another from evil. This should be the concept in the home, that we shouldn't shy with regard to forbidding our children, etc., ourselves from evil. Just keep quiet, that you can't tell anybody today. No, Allah Ta'ala says, وَصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَكَ. If you do this, people will pass lot of remarks, but just make sabr. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is a very great trait of the pious servants, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسْتَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't pull your face for people and don't show dislike for them and think that you are a very great person. وَلَا تَمْشِ بِلَدِ مَرَحَا. Don't walk in the earth with pride and arrogance. Allah doesn't like proud and arrogant people. وَقْسِفِي مَشِكْ. That walk humbly, and this is why we love. We have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah. These qualities only come from them, from their hearts. وَقْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Lower your voices and don't speak loud and have an arrogant and proud voice. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. A person who likes to speak and think that if I make a big noise, then people will listen to me. Allah says that is the sound of a donkey. All other animals, their sound is the sound of zikr. A donkey's sound is a terrible sound, Allah Ta'ala says. First Allah Ta'ala says, see how we created the heavens and the earth. It just shows that you should be only submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, see how we gave you control of the ocean. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي. That all people inculcate taqwa, the fear of Allah, and fear that day when not any son can help his father. Not any father can help his son. That is the day of Qiyamah. And this promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let this dunya give you deception and think that if I get achievements in this world, I'll be successful. If we're not preparing for the akhirat, we'll never be successful. Allah Ta'ala says, five things is only in the knowledge of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمُسْتَعَى. When Qiyamah will take place, the exact date is only in the knowledge of Allah. How much rain will come down is only in the knowledge of Allah. وَيَعْلَوْ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ What is in the womb of the mother is only in the knowledge of Allah. What today's technology, people think the doctors are telling you, this is, you got a girl or a boy. Many times mistakes have taken place, but anyway, before inception, they can't even tell you that. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا Nobody knows what is going to earn tomorrow. This only comes from Allah. And in which part of the earth you're going to pass away, this is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next Surah Sajda, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, whoever recites Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk after Maghrib every day, you will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr every night. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that Allah has revealed us Qur'an-i Kareem, in which there is no doubt. So accept the Qur'an-i Kareem, recite it, make it part of your life. And remember, Yudabbarul Am, the control of all affairs in the whole world is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First Allah Ta'ala explains how Allah Ta'ala created us so beautifully. And those who don't take heed, وَلَوْ تَرَيْجِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُوسِمْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ On the day of Qiyamah, the sinful people like myself, Allah save us. You'll see our heads will be bowed down. And then we'll say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصُرْنَا وَاللَّهِ Now we saw the reality. Now we heard the reality. Please send us back. We'll do good deeds. It will be too late. Allah Ta'ala says, take advice from the pious servant. تَتَجَافَا جُنُوبُ مَنِ الْمَغَاجِ How whole day they are concerned of guiding the ummah. At night they get up and they engage in tahajjud and fearing Allah, hoping Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and they stand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the evil doers. Allah Ta'ala further explains how Allah sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. In the next surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala explains that battle, very severe battle that the Muslims had to undergo, the battle of the trench. All the kuffar forces got together and they combated who wanted to overpower the Muslim force, but Allah Ta'ala showed that what tabi ma you highlight, if you all the time remain firm on what Allah Ta'ala has revealed to you, the Qur'an-i Kareem, that O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ittaqillah. First of all, inculcate fear of Allah and don't follow the kuffar and the munafiqeen. They'll just put fears in your heart. You don't have to get overtaken with propaganda. With the wakal of Allah, be firm on having trust in Allah. Remember, ma ja'allahu li rajulin min qalbayn. Allah didn't put two hearts in any person. So don't have a double standard. Don't be like a chameleon, that when you see some group of people, they look like they are progressing, you follow them. When whatever suits you, follow. When you're going for Hajj, Umrah, you're very pious. You come back, you got a different attitude. So don't get caught up with all the different trends. Follow only one lifestyle, the lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam very close and dear to us. An-Nabi wa awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought the beautiful path of hidayat and the way of life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more closer to us than our own selves, and our wives and our spouses. We should be following firmly in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that remember when the battle of the trench took place, what was the condition? Ya ayyuhannas, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum idh ja'atkum junudun. That all Muslims think when that big army came and they surrounded you, farsan alayhim rihan ju wa junudun lam tarawha, how you were in dire straits for how many days, you didn't have food, etc. Namazes were being missed. Then Allah Ta'ala sent a wind and Allah Ta'ala dispersed them. But what was the condition before that? Allah tested you so severely. Is ja'ukum min fawqikum wa min asfala minkum. They came, so to say, from the top, from the bottom. Wa izaghatil absar wa balaghatil qulubul hanajir wa tadhunnuna billahi dhununa. That your eyeballs were turning around, your heart was trembling, you had doubts with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that is the time we tested you very severely, we shook you very, very severely. Wazulzilu zilzan sharira. Even the Nabi of Allah was saying, Madda Nasrullah. Allah Ta'ala says, you just remain firm. Allah Ta'ala's help will be with you all the time. Allah will test you for a little while, but you remain firm. Still today also we see, the outside forces look very strong. We remain firm on our deen. Don't get overtaken and have an inferiority complex. Remain firm on the path which Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best example, and only this example will give you success in this world and the hereafter. And when that occasion came, then the munafiqeen, they passed remarks that the Nabi of Allah gave us dhoka, he gave us deception. But the Muslims, what they said, Haza ma wa'ada Allah jana Allah wa Rasulu. This is the promise of Allah and His Messenger. Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us we'll be tested. We remain firm, and when you remain firm, what men were present, what men came out of there? Min al mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. Those men that fulfilled their pledges with Allah, they gave their lives to Allah. The others are waiting to still give their lives in the path of Allah. We should also have this desire all the time that I want to give my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala further shows, Allahu Akbar, a stern warning to the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, our beloved mothers, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, when later they asked for a very meager increase in their allowance, Allah ta'ala gave a stern warning and warning and warning and said, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, qul li azwajik, in kuntunna turidna al-hayat al-dunya wa zinata fa ta'alayn, umatikunna usarikunna suran jameela. Tell your spouses that if they want the beauty of this world, we'll give them, but then they must separate from you. This is a great lesson for the Warisul Anbiya, that is the ulama-i-kiram, the sufiya-i-kiram. We should follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that bring simplicity in our homes also. Teach our wives and children also not to be extravagant and want the things of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, if you want dunya, we'll give you, but then separate from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want the Nabi of Allah and the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, our beloved mothers, immediately without the slightest thought, they said, we want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should learn from that. And Allah Ta'ala says, those who humble himself in the 22nd para, وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, who humbles himself in front of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do good deeds, Allah will give them a double reward. Then Allah Ta'ala explains how honorable is the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ya nisa nabi, lasunna ta'adi minan nisa. And if this was the advice for the Azwaji Mutahharat, our beloved mothers, then for ourselves, how much this command is, that all the Azwaji Mutahharat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you all are very, very honorable people. فَلَا تَغْضَانَ بِالْقَوْلِ. So somebody comes to your house to look for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't speak in such a voice that is soft tone, that they get overtaken. Because فَيَدْمَا الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِ مَرَضَ. They are the marad. They are people like myself, Allah save us, that we got hypocrisy in the heart. We just hear a voice of a woman and we get overtaken. From this we learn the voices of women are also parda. Today on the radio, etc., ulama talking to women, we listening to women, and we think there's nothing wrong with this. We should check our own hearts. Allah Ta'ala says this will create great havoc on society. And وَكَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Remain firm in your homes, and this is the best thing for you. Today the whole world is crying woman abuse, but all the women are out on the street in shamelessness, and they expect woman abuse, and teach men not to abuse the woman. Tell them, Allah Ta'ala says, go back into your homes. Don't be like ignorant and foolish people walking in the street. Establish your namaz, give your zakah, obey Allah and His beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah will remove all the filth and dirt from your heart. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. If you want all those qualities, what Allah has revealed, tilawat of Quran, make a ta'aleem in your home. There should be tilawat of Quran in your home. There should be recitation of hadith, the kitabs on life after death, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, masail. Then see, when this is done in the home, what qualities will come in that household. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. 10 beautiful qualities, Allah says, you'll become true submit of Muslims. You'll become perfect Muslims, that is male and female. You'll become true believers. You'll be firm on your belief. وَالْقَانِتِينَ, you'll become very humble. وَالصَّادِقِينَ, you'll be very truthful. Male and female, you'll make sabr also on the commands of Allah. You won't disobey the commands of Allah. وَالْخَاشِينَ, you'll be very humble. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ, you'll give sadqah. You'll keep roza, etc. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ, you'll get the power to protect your gazes and your private parts. And all this will come with what? وَالْزَاكِرِينَ Allah kathira. When you make abundance of zikr, Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah very beautifully mentioned, this is like you go to a beautiful garden, you see beautiful flowers, you ask the person, how this came about? You say, a good irrigation system. So he says, if you want these beautiful flowers in your life, that is these qualities, and this is what Allah wants, then he says, do the irrigation system of zikr. Get a sheikh, let him teach you how to make zikr. And if you make zikr daily, these qualities will come in our lives. And for them, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رجلا كان يرفع صوته بالذكر فقال رجل لو أن هذا خفض من صوته فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه أواه. حضرت جابر رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک صحابی بلند آواز سے ذکر کر رہے تھے تو کسی نے کہا کیا اچھا ہوتا اگر یہ اپنی آواز کو ذرا پست کر لیتے. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اس کو اپنی حالت پر رہنے دو, اس کا دل اللہ کی محبت میں ابل رہا ہے. There was a Sahabi who would raise his voice in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst making zikr and reciting the Quran. On seeing him, a Sahabi radiallahu anhum said, if only he would lower his voice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let him be, for verily he is Allah that is filled with the love of Allah jalla jalaluhu. The name of the Sahabi was Hazrat Abdullah Dhulbijadain radiallahu anhu. He became an orphan in his childhood and thus loved with his uncle. On hearing of his accepting Islam, his uncle expelled him from the house stark naked. He migrated to Medina Munawwara, where he would be found in front of the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to practice zikr very loudly. Hazrat Ibrahim Taymi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he would raise his voice with tasbih, takbir, and the recital of the noble Quran. On seeing him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once remarked, is this man a hypocrite that he does zikr so loudly? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, rather he is amongst the awabin, those who always turn towards Almighty Allah. After he passed away, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the following dua for him. O Allah, I am pleased with him, you also be pleased with him. Upon seeing this, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu desired that if only it could have been his corpse in this place.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني, دل میرا ہوں جا ایک میدان ہوں, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے دل میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیرت سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر نظر نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, لا الہ الا اللہ لا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے, تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. Mm-hmm.
لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.